How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Good to have you back, buddy.
Yeah, good to be back. Feeling much better now.
So, good.
Looking forward to the show. Really am.
Yes, it's been too long. Sorry, everyone. It's been a bit crazy the last while, so we've had a couple gaps. We try so hard not to get them, but it does happen occasionally.
Scott, I hear Scott did a great job stepping in to guest co-host.
Yeah, he's great. I always tell him, you know, I can talk most of the time, but you can step in whenever you like, and yeah, he does a good job. Yeah.
He's one of my favorite people to tease on Facebook.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He always reacts so well.
Yeah, I guess because he's used to it. I'm always teasing him too. Oh God. Well, what's up in the world of John?
That could be taken a number of weird ways, but I'll just kind of let that go. You know, I don't know, same old stuff, just feeling better, trying to get back on track. Lots of things going on. Lots of things happening in the industry. It's been a crazy, tumultuous time recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, oh my God. Could they throw more updates in this year? I think they're just trying to cram as many as they can before the end of the year.
They want to get them all done before Christmas shopping season so people don't yell at them like they did. I think it was the Florida update.
Well, they better stop now because they're all getting their rankings in line already. Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, we're going to get into that in a sec. But one thing I wanted to share was something funny I saw on Facebook. Funny slash wrong, which is a company, I won't name them. They don't need to get the exposure. But although I have certainly put them on our SEO 101 page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. And it says SEO links from guest post. It's a Facebook ad. It says relevant authority backlinks from guest posts. See examples now. Only $35 per post. And next to it, they use Matt Cutts' face, his picture.
It actually kind of makes a little sense because didn't Cutts just put out a recent webmaster video about the value of links from guest posting? So I bet you they were doing a direct tie-in to his webmaster video.
Well, they weren't doing a direct tie-in because they're trying to sell something.
I mean, but they were doing a marketing tie-in. They were basically mooching off the publicity around the video to try to get their own traffic.
Yeah, it looks a little tongue-in-cheek.
It does.
Which I don't think I would risk. I mean, I'm not that Matt's a vindictive dude at all, but I think that I think it's uncool.
Matt's a pretty good-looking guy, but I think he's been photoshopped in that image. I'm just saying.
Anyway, I decided to post it everywhere. I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, it's like what someone said here on my Google Plus page. Did I shut it down? I think I did. It's too funny because the fact is, yes, it's a great idea to get attention, but it's also a great idea to get a manual review of your site.
So it's a great way to get attention, and it's a great way to get attention.
Yes, exactly. Not something anyone wants these days. There's enough going on. But hey, you know what? They got my attention. I mean, I'm first to admit it, but I also don't think it's the good attention they need. Now, another thing that's happened, I love this, it's a total blast from the past, is a Google bomb. Tell us a little about that.
So I'm sure you've read about it. If you haven't, you know, start reading. Basically, if you go to Google Images and you type in completely wrong, the entire page fills with pictures of Mitt Romney. And definitely remnants of the past. What was the one for Bush? It was a miserable failure. If you search for miserable failure, George Bush's White House profile page on whitehouse.gov came up as the number one result. So this isn't exactly the same thing, though. This is what intrigues me about this. It's because with the miserable failure Google bomb, it was all about links, and people built links using the anchor text, pointing to that page. It was really just to show the power of anchor text and inbound linking, and that's how the Google bomb worked. In this case, in images, it doesn't have anything to do with links. There are no links pointing to all these pictures saying completely wrong. What it's tied to is contextual citations. So the pages that these pictures are on have the words and the phrases completely wrong on the page in the headlines. And basically, Mitt Romney did this to himself when he went out about the 47% and said, I was completely wrong. So all the news agencies, everybody blogged about it, talking about Mitt Romney says he's completely wrong, and then put a picture of Mitt Romney on the page just to show who you're talking about. And now all of a sudden, Mitt Romney has Google bombed himself with the term completely wrong because everybody wrote about it. So I thought it was hilarious. It's great.
Yeah, you know, politics aside, it's just too funny. I mean, really, it's ouch. Ouch. Yeah. I think everyone calm down is another one that's working right now with Biden. It's all about whatever gets posted a lot, right?
Well, what was he said? What was the phrase he used in the vice presidential debate? He says that's something. What was it? It's the Irish phrase for ridiculous. Whatever it was, I bet that one will be
malarkey.
Malarkey, that's it exactly. I bet you malarkey will do the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure it is now already. Let me just see. Yeah, most of it is Biden. So there you go. It's all about what's written around something. I mean, really, you could do it.
It actually really goes to show when you're doing image optimization that the contextual words around the image on the page, in the headlines, in the anchor texts on the page, in the title tags, those words are going to influence image search, without a doubt. This is a very good example of how that works.
Yeah, exactly. If anything, people should just take it as a tutorial on how to do better in image search. Now, obviously, just doing it for one image becomes difficult, but it shows how syndication can help as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you found another thing that was kind of funny about infographics.
Yeah, this has been out a week or so, but on search engine land, they published an infographic. It's basically the history of SEO is dead and how it started and all the different people that did it, why they did it, what the results were. It's really, really interesting. I'll post a link to it on our Facebook page. But it just goes to show, and I think even Jim Hedger was talking about, more people every day are coming out talking about how SEO is dead, you don't have to do it. It's not. It hasn't been since 96 when they first started saying it was, and it's not going to be next year either. It's always going to be an integral part of what we do, as long as search is how people are finding things, without a doubt.
Yeah, and really, there's always going to be, unfortunately, the companies out there that give us a bad name and really are a scam, the ones that say, we'll get you number one rankings, blah, blah, blah. We're using SEO, and then you constantly say SEO, but all they're doing is buying an ad at the top of the listings. That's it.
Yeah. And this infographic is great, too, because it goes through each instance, and it talks about when Jason Calienis said SEO is dead, and it's gave the date he said it and why he said it, and then what the reasoning was, and then what the future was, where he's like, well, it was actually just a real marketing campaign where I was trying to get link bait because of it. It's very interesting. It's a fun read, actually.
Yeah. Well, I actually had a discussion about this quite a lengthy one with a prospect this morning in the credit card industry, and how he's heard from very influential people that SEO is dead. I said, well, they're not that influential.
they're influential, and they're using their influence in the wrong way.
Yeah, they're influential in bad news. Incorrect news, I should say. In any case, it's I would say it's less powerful in some regards, at least in terms of what could immediately affect rankings. It's certainly more of a mix than it used to be. You used to be able to, with SEO, just get a ranking like in minutes, back in the old days. Those days are gone. But it just changes, that's all. And as long as you keep on the cutting edge of it, it's always going to be effective.
Definitely. It's definitely evolving. It's a different beast than it was 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago. And if you're not evolving with it, yeah, you're dying. SEO is not, but you are, and what you do is. So, that's a real good point. It's something you got to stay on top of. It evolves. It's not dying. It's a sign of it.
I actually find, from a sales perspective, it's very difficult right now discussing SEO with clients because it's changing so much. They're just catching up with what worked 5 years ago. But then you say, well, actually that did work, but now this works, and it's much more labor intensive. It's much more, the fact of the matter is, although we wanted you to do labor intensive stuff before, nowadays you have to. Clients have been guilty of taking shortcuts when we told them not to, but now they do that, they shoot themselves in the foot. And it makes marketing more expensive in some regards if they don't want to do the work themselves. Like writing is really what I'm getting at. Writing and creating ideas for great marketing campaigns, etc. But it's got to be done.
You can't say an industry is dying if last year the industry did about between $25 and $30 billion of business across the industry, and this year it's doing $40 billion of business across the industry. That's not a dying industry. I'm telling you right now, if you're the industry grows by $5 billion in a single year, it's not on its deathbed. I'm telling you right now.
Geez, where's my part of that?
It's really interesting too. I read some industry information about small businesses and where they spend their money online, and I never even thought about this, but for small businesses, like, it's 54%, more than half of their online budget goes to hosting and websites, which I thought, you don't think about that. Small businesses spend a lot of money in hosting, which to me is kind of odd because it doesn't have to be that expensive. But the number two thing they spend is SEO.
Sounds to me like their budgets are low. Because unless they're going crazy, won't be that much money.
We're talking small business, and we're talking hosting and websites. So web developers have a tendency to find ways to squeeze money out of people when they don't really need to. No offense if any of you are web developers, but it's true.
some definitely do.
not everybody, not all,
but it's there's no question that that can be a bit costly, and especially drives me crazy when it's not built in, all the aspects of web marketing. But that's, everyone's heard me rant about that enough. Okay. On that note, we've got obviously a lot more, and we want to get into the algorithms next, but before we do that, let's take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world, Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sort with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers and join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Thanks for listening. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were talking about a whole bunch of stuff. You know, SEO is dead. Completely wrong Google bomb, all that sort of, hey, that's kind of cool, actually rhymes, and just a lot of fun stuff. But this moment we need to get into the algorithm, which I know most of you are probably on the edge of your seat excited about. Let's start with
the second largest search engine's algorithm.
Oh, go for it.
YouTube's the second largest search engine.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Where is that? I put that there. Did you remove it? Oh, no. I see. I've got a little stupid pop-up showing up here. There we are. Okay. Now, this blew my mind. I consider Google extremely bright. I give up too much credit often, apparently. But in this case, YouTube just announced... Okay, tell
just
me if this
announced.
Just yeah, just announced. Just tell me if this doesn't amaze you that they just added how long a video is watched into their algorithm. Pause and be amazed. How in the freaking world did they not put that in at the beginning? That is so no brainer. It's time on page. It's stuff that's just everyone knows is important.
Are they talking about actual video view? So if you're sitting on the page for 5 minutes without hitting play, and then you hit play and you watch 30 seconds of the video and then you leave, is it actual time on page or is it actual video viewing time? Is it 5 minutes and 30 seconds?
Just drawing the comparison. No, it's the video playing.
So how difficult is that to tell when somebody leaves? Could that be something that's much more technically challenging than we think? Or is that something pretty simple? I don't know.
Well, all I know is I don't know that, but I do know that it's been, the systems that are in play right now, their analytics, for a very long time, told us how long people are on average watching a video. So they knew.
That's true. Yep, that's very true.
So what? That's all I can say is, this is just retarded. But the other thing, too, is they just added This is kind of nice, to stats, estimated minutes watched. I guess this is open to the public. I'm not sure of this part, but I did see an image of it. And I guess if they made that available to the public, it would show some level of quality evaluation.
Yeah, the stats on the YouTube videos that you can see publicly are really good, actually. But they have a lot of good stuff you can see. I'm going there right now just to see if this is in the public data, because you know I use that stuff a lot. It's really nice.
Yeah, and I think you know this kind of stuff. I don't know whether this shows that Google's not paying enough attention to the Google YouTube algorithm, but it certainly seems an indicator.
I just have to say this is totally hilarious. I clicked on a random video on my list. You just when I calls on my account, there's a bunch of videos. I clicked on a random one. It was Matt Cutts talking about guest blogging for links.
Yes. Now we should talk about that. You know, that's something actually we didn't have written down here, but he was saying essentially that, you know, he was doing the the new term for the Google dance, in my opinion, which is the Matt Cutts dance. He's he's saying, yes, it's good, but don't overuse it, you know, don't abuse it.
It's the same thing he says on everything. I just did an article on our new blog, advancedssg.com, about schema.org, and does it impact rankings? Because he did a video on that. And basically he said, we really think you should do it. We really, you know, encourage it. But he has never said, yes, it impacts rankings. No, he says, I'm not taking it off the table. It's like, can you be more vague, Matt, please? We're really getting tired of these precise answers you're giving us.
Yeah, at some point you just wonder whether or not these updates, well, you don't even wonder. You know most of them are useless. I mean, not updates to their algorithm, but updates to us that they're making changes, because really they kind of tell us something. At least they give us some context of what might have happened at a particular date. That's it.
Right.
If they actually told us on the right date, they actually did it. Like Penguin, I swear, I really wonder whether or not it was launched a lot earlier than what I said, because I saw impact on some people who were calling me for help with their sites. I saw that happening a lot earlier, and it sure seemed Penguin to me.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, if you were Google, would you tell us exactly when you're doing stuff? I don't know. They say they want to be as transparent as possible, but is that really in their best interest? It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
By the way, the time viewed is not currently that I can find in the public data on the YouTube data.
I wonder if it's a rollout that we'll see soon publicly. But either way, it's interesting. You would think how long a video was watched would have showed up in the private anyway up till now.
Yeah.
Wish I could say I'm more YouTube experienced in that regard, but I don't know. Can't remember anyway. Now, the next part, when you're coming about algorithm updates, is the Google Exact Match or EMD algorithm update. Do you want to explain what that is?
EMD stands for Exact Match Domain. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So basically, we've known for a long time now that if you buy a domain that has your exact key phrase in it, you're going to do better for that phrase. Because it's in the domain, because when people link to you, they will use the domain, which contains your key phrase. So exact match domains have had an advantage for years now. They did an algorithm update. What was the first EMD? It was 6-8 months ago, I believe.
I don't know. I thought it was like over a year ago when they said they were going to do it, but nothing really happened.
They said they were going to do it a while ago, but I think about 6-8 months ago, they actually did an EMD update where it might not even be that long, where it hit branded domains more than anything, because they had a brand update a while back where all of a sudden if you had a really strong brand and somebody searched for your brand, you could have every single result on the first page of the SERPs be on your domain. The EMD fixed that a little bit. It went from like, you know, you can have every domain or every listing in the first page be yours to like maybe the first 4 or 5. So they did do that about, it was 5 or 6 months ago at least. And now they've done another exact match domain update. And from what I've seen and read, I don't see what they updated. I don't see much change at all. Have you seen any change, Ross?
Yes. Well, I've heard about it more like it. For example, the people who have been hit the hardest from, again, this is just from what I've heard from literally people calling and going, help, are realtors. You know, realtors. People who have like really weak domains that were doing well just because of Exact Match. Like they had, an example, let's say VancouverBCRealestate.ca or something like that. That's nothing I knew. I literally threw that out of there in my mind. But that kind of domain just got tanked. Like they just disappeared completely. So it has affected, definitely, a lot of sites. But it's stuff that we would really not hear about unless you knew someone in that area.
And I think the part of it is that a lot of these exact match domain sites are very weak sites to begin with. If you have an exact match domain and you have a lot of good content and a really valuable site, you're not going to get hit with this. It's really tied to these sites that rely specifically and almost entirely on having a domain that's exactly what their key phrase is.
Yeah. How you actually deal with that, I'd like to talk about it again, but let's just take a quick break. When we come back, I'll get into that.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
How much time do you spend on SEO research and competitor analysis? What if we told you that there was an easier, faster way? SearchMetrics SEO software propels you to top positions on search engines around the world with our unique global search, social, and competitive data in over 60 countries. Gain a competitive advantage today with SearchMetrics.com. That's SearchMetrics.com.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So before the break, we're discussing Google Exact Match domains. Essentially, it's an update that targeted anyone who was doing really particularly well only because they were they had an Exact Match domain. If they had any kind of weak content, the site pretty much was useless otherwise, so they got hit. Now, in the recent discussion I had with a prospect, actually it wasn't a prospect, it was a consultation, I talked about what you would do in those situations. In this case, he had a lot of these sites, and a lot of them were landing pages. And they were doing well for him. You know, I groan when I think of that, but they were doing well, so you can't fault him. He was doing well. And frankly, it was kind of what the need. That's what frustrates me about industries like that, and real estate, and any kind of really like lawyers. A lot of these industries are just saturated with people that need to get a ranking. They see other people doing really well, and they can't even touch them without using some of the tactics they're using. At least that's what they believe, and that's what they go for. And in this case, well, it was working, so how can you argue with that, right? Except that now he's lost his rankings for everything, and now we're having to start from scratch. And the question is, what do you do with those domains now? What would you say, John?
You've got really two choices. You either park them in 404 or redirect them. I'd be worried a little bit about redirecting because they've already apparently been flagged as not valuable. But then there's going to be people who have links to them. There's going to be people who have referenced them places. So there's going to be some value to those domains just from that standpoint. Yeah, I'd have to analyze the domains themselves, Frost. There's no way to say without really digging into, you know, the individual domains and what kind of equity they've built up that it's worth trying to transfer. If you've got 1,500, 1,000 of these things, you're not going to want to redirect every one of them just out of spite. You're going to want to find the ones that are the most valuable, have the most equity built up to them, and make the decision. Do you build out a real site on this domain, or do you redirect it to an existing site that actually has value?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I definitely don't believe a 404ing it's a good idea. I think that that would, like you say, be a loss. Even if you had a moderate amount of links, it's why, you know, let them go to something. Even if it's still penalized, at least they can find something. So I would, in those cases, leave them up, put some content on there, maybe a contact form, leave it as a landing page, get the benefits of that, and then create a new site and make that your hub. Now, I know a new site, it's a bit overwhelming, the idea of starting fresh. And you may not need to. There may be that some of these things will, you know, clean them up a bit, remove some of the thin content. You know, there's a certain amount of maintenance you need to do. If you restore them a bit and let them sit, don't make them the focus of your marketing, but they're there. They may just fall out of penalty over time. Again, throwing that out there, but it is possible. And while you work on your new domain and make that full of the best tactics possible, you know, don't do thin. Put out some really unique content. I can't give away a lot of those ideas because it wouldn't be fair. I got paid for this, but the concept would be around differentiation. You've got to be different. You don't want to be just another realtor, another lawyer, whatever it may be. And make that site something that people want to link to, want to talk about, want to, you know, sign up for a newsletter. Don't be boring. Oh, God, these industries get so boring. Why would anyone want to, you know, it just gets overwhelming. What do you think I'm on the right track there, John?
Yes and no, Ross. I think you're on the right track as far as what to do to move forward from a website. Exactly right. Even if you're starting over, but you might not have to start over, like you said. Do an analysis of these domains, these exact match domains. If you only have four or five of them, it's a different story than if you have 1,000. And believe me, the people that I've talked to, there's plenty of people out there that have 1,000 domains. They're all exact match domains. They were landing pages type of situation. You've got to look at the big picture. Some of those domains are worthless. They have no links to them. They have nothing. They're doing nothing. There's no reason to do anything with those domains other than park them, 404 them. I don't agree that you want to spend any time, any effort at all dealing with those domains. If they stay out there and they continue to be looked at in a negative manner by the engines, they could actually at some point negatively impact you as well. So if they're not doing anything, get rid of them. But there's going to be domains out there that you have that have built links, that have built some equity in search. Those are the ones that I agree totally with Ross that you're going to want to manage a little bit. You're going to want to do something with, if it depends on how much equity they have built up, whether you try to transfer that equity or you just sit on it for a while. And once you have some time, you build on it.
Okay. But, well, yeah, we just got to tie up. So what, anything else?
You know, I was going to say, but what you're saying about the new site starting from scratch, exactly right. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. But there is a chance one of those domains might have enough equity that you can use that as your base to start building from, to give you a little bit of leg up.
Yeah. You know, just so you don't have all your eggs in one basket. That's what I figure, especially if you've had these issues, you've got to you've got to have some diversification. It's sad but true. Anyways, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to send them to either our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/SEO101podcast, or if you'd like, you can contact me by email. My address is ross@stepforth.com, and or you can reach John on Twitter via @JohnCarcutt. Have a great week. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmastersradio.fm.
Thanks, everybody.
This has been a presentation of webmasterradio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.